And it is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth, what's going on out there? Gee, that's a really easy thing to ask.
Mm-hmm. On this post-snowy morning, we got through the storm, I guess.
With so much rain expected,
yeah,
that people, they're going to think they're living in a sci-fi movie.
It's really weird, really weird. So
with the warm air, you know, again, there are people who have lived here all their born days, and there are people who, you know, mostly experience it from a part-time thing. And so usually there's no connection to, oh, right, so when the snow is melting and the water's coming, you know, just that it turns into a gray fog. So this is going to be really interesting.
Mm.
I don't know how we're going to move around, but that's all right.
That
won't stop news from being based.
No, it will not. It will not. And we'll be away from the snow and into the rain. So just hang on, folks, and make your plans. So the referendum in Sharon passed quite significantly, 331 to 178 or something like that. So this dealt with the placing solar panels on the property at Sharon Center School, initiated by the Sharon Energy and Environmental Task Force. Members felt it's a positive reasons for so many, in so many ways. Saving money on electricity, teaching kids the importance of, trying to use less fossil fuel, just helping in climate change. And so this was passed back in at a town meeting at which only 14 people attended. And when word got out, some of the neighbors were upset. They didn't know about it, and so they petitioned and called for a town meeting and a referendum, which was held on Friday. So I spoke with Lynn Mattoon, the chairwoman of the task force, and she said, you know, of course they're very pleased and happy. She understands the resistance to it, but they feel this is the proper thing to do, and they will proceed to go forward with all their getting their permits and everything.
So, is there an appeals process?
Probably. How many times can you keep going round and round? So,
the referendum question was very specific. I will say that. In terms of, I mean, it was comical because you know that the radio station is right next door to the town hall.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell how people were going to vote by their appearance going in. Which I thought was really sad.
Mm.
You know, sad and unhappifying just because it's so, you know, it's like, oh, we're not supposed to profile or anything. But, you know, if you pulled up in a black car, basically, you know, a European mobile wearing a mask, then you were going one way. And if you came wearing a watch cap, I was wearing a watch cap, you were going the other way. And I was like, I guess this is supposed to work, but, you know, I guess.
Well, your unofficial tally, I guess, worked.
Well, my unofficial tally was even up, so it was more a profile of direction.
It was a good turnout. There were 1,700 voters in Sharon, plus those who could vote because they own property. So, pretty good statistic. When I was there, the line was out the door the whole time. People were very anxious to cast their ballots. So, again, it's always good to see people come out and express their views and vote if they feel strong. Well, even if they don't feel strongly, they should come out and vote, but it's really important. Let's turn to Cornwall, where they are having all sorts of water issues. Speaking of water coming later this week, there has been a landslide on Essex Hill Road. The Inland Wetlands Commission, the and the Board of Selectmen and other officials met up on the site the other day. It really is quite a sight to behold. The groundwater, because of the extensive amount of rain this year, the groundwater has just saturated the surface, and this landslide occurred. The road was, is sort of mottled and in disarray. It's actually closed to traffic.
Where is it?
This is Essex Hill Road, which is off. You can get to it if you go past Mohawk Ski Area.
Okay.
You just keep going, and or you can go through Cathedral Pines, either way.
Right.
But, and so they met, and the Inland Wetlands, because it's dealing with wetlands, the Inland Wetlands Commission has the job of overseeing it, and members voted to proceed with an emergency fix. It's dangerous, so... but the one issue they have is that they must notify the landowners, and so far the landowners have not been, they've left notes and they've tried to contact them and they haven't gotten back to them. So nothing can be done until they get approval from the landowners. It is, as I say, really a sight to behold when you stand up on that road and look down. It's really a huge slope, and it goes down into Birdsey Brook, and I can just imagine the water pouring
and
off
are,
there.
Are the landowners accessible? Or are they?
They've tried. They left notes, and they think maybe they could be out of the country. They could be
on vacation. They're likely to have a completely different problem later in the week anyway. So
yeah.
So we're waiting on them. But is there anything that can be done without that, or?
I'm not sure. If they cannot contact the landowners, I think they're going to have to see what the next step is. They left it at that they, they agreed to emergency repairs,
right?
On the condition that the landowners are contacted.
Got it.
So,
right. Well,
and that all the necessary provisions for inland wetlands and water courses are made. It was just interesting that the engineer, Steve McDonald, who is also overseeing the wastewater plant project, was there, and so was Craig Bothroyd, who is the contractor. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said that they have decided to go with these people because they know the area, they've done other work in the town, and so the Selectmen have hired them. Steve McDonald said, I don't think you'll get a lower bid. So it's going to cost in a range, they think, of between $125,000 and $175,000 to correct this. And moving on in Cornwall, further down the road to Popple Swamp and Furnace Brook, there's also water issues there. They're going to... they've hired Josh Tyson, who's going to put boulders on there to prevent the water from seeping out. So Cornwall's really had a tough time with water and flooding this last month since all this rain has happened. So they're watching all these areas carefully. But if we also transport ourselves to East Canaan, at the Selectmen's meeting the other night, they talked about Old Turnpike Road South, and I took a trip up there last week, and driveways are literally washing out, and there's runoff from the slope up above their homes, and there's an old railroad bed up there, and I guess that's maybe part of the problem, but the runoff is terrible. Driveways are just decimated, and one woman came on at the meeting and talked about her, just awful. She called it hellacious, and after seeing it, I agree with her. The asphalt is just all cracked up, and I don't know how she gets in and out of her house. But and so the Selectman there said that's got to go to the top of their list. There's also an issue with some people because the water is such an issue. They've diverted the water from their property onto their neighbors. And
yeah.
First Selectman Brian Oler said, you can't do that. So
I'm sorry for laughing. It's just that, people do odd things if they're thinking, shall we say, discreetly, R-E-T-E, rather than looking at the whole.
Right, yeah.
And
you divert the water and then your poor neighbor.
It wants an overview. You're right.
Yeah, so the selectmen will be working on that. The selectmen have a lot to be doing in Canaan.
And no issues in Falls Village? Or
we'll let you know next week.
Okay.
There are meetings this week.
No, I'm just wondering with the who's and what, because things get high.
I have not heard.
Okay.
I will be in touch with the selectmen, but they are meeting this week, and Salisbury as well. And Salisbury selectmen met last night, Monday, and on its agenda is a request. The Housing Trust would like to put two houses on Grove Street, the old Grove School property across from the White Hart, and a perfect site, they say, for two affordable spots. And apparently there's some concern by neighbors, so we'll see what the selectmen have to say about that. That's going to be that was discussed, and we'll follow up on that.
Okay.
So lots of things going on.
As usual. Anything to look forward to? I don't mean it like that.
Yeah. Well,
what are we?
As I said, selectmen in Canaan met. It's the new board, and there are two open positions. The executive administrator is stepping down. It's Brian Oler's mother, Marissa, and she's decided to retire, and as is Brian Carlson, the highway superintendent. So they're doing searches, and they've gotten, according to Brian Oler, lots of resumes for both jobs. So that we'll see some new faces there probably in March. And we probably will have some news next week on the subdivision in Canaan, the big one that's on the river. The Planning and Zoning Commission should be dealing with that pretty soon. That's, all those houses along Honey Hill Road and the river. These 20 lots that are proposed to have houses on them. And Canaan, Cornwall will be sometime soon deciding on the cidery. So that's the meetings coming up for that. So there will be lots of zoning issues in the next few months. As far as looking ahead, as I said, there are lots of selectmen and finance board meetings in the future, and this Saturday at the Falls Village Fire Department is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year, so they have things planned every day, once a month. There will be some kind of a function, and next Saturday, the 13th, they're starting off with an open house at the firehouse. Games and fun, and people are certainly invited to come. I think it's 2 to 4. So, yes. And
so you're going to be run off your legs?
Yeah.
And we will rely on you to do your best to keep your balance.
Yeah, we'll try. We'll
All right. Thank you very much, Ruth Epstein, Republican American. What's going on out there, Ruth, for Robin Hood Radio?
Thank you.